these hours, this Ashanti mask is my body cast, holding together these withered bones. Now my fingers have grown, but not as an apple orchard. The branches are inward prone, sprouting bashful portraits of this abused child, who was conceived on a swivel chair by perfect strangers, dressed like three little bears, and mommy's cervix is a manger, cradling the crude fetus, the new Jesus wearing a pair of shoes, Adidas, doing windmills in a yolk sack when daddy plays the show dance. I thought God when she willed my daughter into existence, pouring distilled water on the pistons of my hot rod, fueled by youthful vigor and unsought as the collision of the earth and sun, but it was extinguished by the embryonic fluids in the squirt gun. Now, treading her teen years, I go to job in a fuse, wearing a shirt stained with baby vomit, cleaning her ears with a cotton swab over in an inner tube, being told by Haley's Comet, I'll put her first words in a safety deposit. You can think that I am irresponsible and unfit, but my poo bear won't leave McDonald's with a full stomach.
Where do I come from, Daddy?
I'm explaining to mommy had daddy's dick fondled, and I come quicker than a guy's rope loss. I've had to install the car seat before I drive the bus. And I was like, this weekend is mine. What's with this runny nose? What do you mean we can't go to the park? The school's where all of our money goes? Her shirt's already too small. Stop yelling, I'm just a dumb man and our child's inherently good. God bless my unplanned parenthood.
That's it.